On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. Hi. Happy to see you. I was way over enthusiastic. You know, there's some things that you really should never have to buy, because you don't need to. For example, do you need napkins for your house, or something for your car to wipe your nose while you're driving, something like that? Just go into any fast food place, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, you name it. Free napkins, man. Load up. Go on in, make believe you want to buy something, but don't. And load yourself up with napkins. It's there for the taking. You like hot sauce? Go to a Taco Bell, man. They got it laying out on the counter. Plastic forks? You want some plastic forks? Any fast food place, they're sitting there in a little tub. Just take them. I know. It's simple. I can't believe that they sell pens and pencils in stores where you can get all the pens and pencils you need. You know, you like to go miniature golfing or golf? They have these tiny little pencils for midgets, and you can take like a couple of hundred of them. Take them home, you'll never need a pencil again. Pens, they're everywhere. In every bank, they're pens. They used to have them chained to a desk. Now they just got them laying out as promotional things. Take some pens home. Come on. Ketchup packets. You'll never have to buy ketchup again. Ketchup packets are everywhere in every fast food facility. I got ketchup packets coming out of my ass. You want one? Coffee creamers? Don't buy those things. They're at gas stations. You go inside where they got the coffee. You don't need to buy coffee. They just got the creamers out there. Little packets of sugars. Help yourself. It's a free world. That's what they meant by this is a free country. They give you stuff for free. All you have to do is just go into places and take them. Come on, man. You buy toilet paper for your house? What? Don't you have a job? Don't you have a job? Can't you go to where you work and steal toilet paper? It's there for the taking. Most places don't lock that stuff up. Or there's a free roll sitting there in the back of the toilet in the company washroom. Take the toilet paper. It's toilet paper. Come on, you're not stealing, you're taking. It's all there. Oh, it's all there right in front of you. Although I do remember the days when air used to be free. I know. Air is not free anymore. You have to pay for it. If your tire is low or something, you used to pull into a gas station there or some kind of thing, and they'd have a little air thing. You know, the air thing? Remember that? Now you have to pay for air. I know. Who would have ever thought you'd be paying for air? It sounds wrong, doesn't it? Now to fill your tire up, it's like some places it's a quarter. You drop a quarter in. Sometimes it's 50 cents. In some places, it's up to a dollar. Four quarters have to go into that machine before they'll give you any air. And they say, well, you know, it's not the air you're paying for. It's the pump that pumps the air. Oh, I see. No, I'm paying for air. Let's face it. You want air, you pay for it. I'm paying for water, that's for damn sure. Oh my God, am I paying for water? Water used to be free when I was growing up. You turned on the faucet, you stuck your face under the faucet, you opened your mouth, you got yourself some water. Ice cubes? Frozen water, man, all free. Now, I have to pay for water. Uh-huh. Oh, I do. Oh, yeah, in every regard, I pay for water. If I want to drink good water that isn't coming out of a rusted pipe in my house, I've got to buy water in a gallon jug or in a plastic bottle with all the plastic breaking up and going into my water. I'm drinking plastic water is what I'm doing, and I'm paying for it. Water just went up where I live. It was a dollar a gallon in the supermarket for years and years and years. Sometimes it'd be on sale for 79 cents. Oh my God. Now it's $1.29. Yes, the same supermarket. $1.29 for a gallon of water. I know. And I don't even trust spring water. I don't know where it's coming from. I think it's some guy named Bob up in Maine somewhere sitting in his bathtub totally naked. Just taking empty plastic jugs and filling them with his bath water. I have no way to disprove this. It could be happening. Yes, spring water fed from springs. It's fed from Bob. But I drink it anyway because it's well packaged. Yeah, I'm paying for water. When I pay my property tax on my house, I get a water bill with it. A water bill, what? Yes, Ron, when you use water in your house, that comes from the town. We pump the water into your house. Now you have to pay for that. What are you talking about? Yes. The water that comes out of your pipe in your sink is not free. You're paying for that. No! Yes, you are! Wait a minute, I don't have a water bill. It's in your property tax then. It's in there somewhere. You're paying for water. And you're paying for air. That'll happen soon. Soon the air you breathe. Yeah, you'll see. You'll be getting an air tax. Something's going to happen. I don't know what. Something's going to happen. You're going to pay for everything. Hey, for like 20 years of my life, I paid for sex. What the hell's the difference? That's a joke. I never paid for sex. Actually, it's not funny right now because there's another sex thing going on. There always is. You can always depend on that. There's always some kind of a sex thing going on. Now it's Jeffrey Epstein, who is a billionaire. Aren't they all? It's the billionaires that think they can get away with everything. Some of them do, but eventually some of them don't. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire. He has a nice place in New York. What do they call it? A little mansion townhouse. He's got a place in Florida as well. He is accused through the many decades of soliciting young women. But not like everybody else. He actually brings them to his house. That's called trafficking. It's not just cars that are stuck in traffic. It can be children and young women too. And I say children because the ages of the girls that Jeffrey Epstein apparently had sex with go all the way down to 14 years old. That's disgusting. He would pay these young women hundreds of dollars per sexual episode. His house, actually, he was arrested just a few days ago at Teterboro Airport, New Jersey, where Jeffrey Epstein has a couple of airplanes. He has a couple of places in Europe that he owns, a couple of mansions there. And he was coming back from France, as billionaires tend to do, and he was arrested by FBI and New York and New Jersey police as a concerted effort. They arrested him, took him into custody. He is a flight risk. Why is he a flight risk? Because he has two planes, and he lives a lot of time in Europe anyway, so they figured, let's put the guy in jail until we indict him, which will be on July 15th. He is accused of sex trafficking, bringing young girls to his place and having his way with them. The FBI broke into his place shortly after Jeffrey Epstein's arrest, and they found hundreds, if not thousands, of photos of naked and almost naked young ladies, along with CDs and DVDs of the women as well. Some of these women were recruited to bring in other women. The question remains, was it just for Jeffrey Epstein's sexual pleasure, or were some of his friends involved in making visits for sex at his place as well? This is a billionaire story. A similar story, of course, with billionaire Robert Kraft, who was caught in a Florida massage parlor, now known as a brothel, where he paid for sexual favors while lying on his back, naked like a flagpole. I'm still waiting to see the videos. I don't want to see them, but I think it's fun to see a billionaire lying on his back with his penis sticking up in the air. I just think that's good times. I don't know why. It kind of makes them human. I also want to see what kind of a boner an 80-year-old guy can have. I don't know how old he is. He's up around there. Anyway, he got off. Oh, well, that's a double meaning. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein, he's connected with Bill Clinton in the fact that Epstein and Clinton were very close friends. Epstein's in jail for now until his arraignment. He could get up to, I believe, 45 years prison time. Due to his age, that would be life for him. He was indicted on the same charge years ago, but because he's a billionaire, he got the best attorneys, and they got him off, again, a double meaning. And he served very little, if no time, just community service. And it was kept public. I'm sorry, it was kept private. That's the opposite of what I want to say. It was kept private. And Jeffrey Epstein continued to have sex with these young ladies. These young ladies were not warned in any sense of the word because the guy got released. And it was kept private. The Trump's labor secretary actually was one of the attorneys back then that made a deal so that Jeffrey Epstein could kind of walk free and not publicly be told that he was a sex offender. That's a heavy charge, and people are calling for the secretary, labor secretary, to resign at this time. The other friend of Jeffrey Epstein was a man named Donald Trump. Familiar with that name? These charges against Epstein are from 2002 to 2005. They are being waged by the Southern District of New York, which is a badass Southern District of New York. They got their stuff together. The prior plea by Epstein was in Florida, where the now labor secretary helped keep the results private, and therefore Epstein continued his sexcapades. But here's what Trump said about this Jeffrey Epstein. They were friends. And this is what Trump said, and I quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with," says Trump. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do. And many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it. Jeffrey enjoys his social life, unquote. This was in an interview given to the New York Magazine. The story was headlined, Jeffrey Epstein, International Money Man of Mystery. I'm going to repeat what Trump said about him at that time. Trump said, and I quote, he's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do. Oh, Donald, you're so stupid. And Donald continues to say, and I quote, and many of them are on the younger side. He was aware. And then Trump continued to say, no doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life, unquote. When Trump has, within the past few days, was questioned about his relationship with Epstein, Trump says that he doesn't have a relationship with Epstein. claiming he had no relationship with Epstein. There are tons of pictures with them together. He made that public comment printed in the New York Magazine, quote unquote, and yet Trump denies that they ever had a relationship. Oh my God, Donald, don't you understand when you say shit, people know it? It's not like you can deny something that you said publicly in print. He's such a fucking liar. Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, there you go. Now you know what's going on. Nothing seems to change. I don't know. I have no idea. It's kind of sad, actually. It's kind of sad. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more program. We have a great guest coming up not too far from now.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow, gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
Oh boy. Forecast for the entire country next week is hot. Really hot. The Northeast will be having temperatures next week in the 90s every single day for the rest of your life. The South, my God, temperatures over 100 degrees. No. What do you do? How do you handle something like that? You know, people without much money probably don't have air conditioning, and if they do, it's expensive as hell. Those big units that you put in your window, they draw a lot of power. Your electric bill goes up through the roof. I don't know if the bill literally goes through the roof. That would be physically impossible, but you know what I mean. Central air, same deal. It's nice, but you pay for it big time in utility bills. Even if you don't have air conditioning and you run fans all over the place, actually, it's a bit more economical, only you sweat your ass off, so not as effective. But this is the summer that everybody was hoping for. I remember back during the winter, a lot of people walking around, I'm so cold, oh my God, I'm so cold, I am, oh my God, I'm so cold. It's 30 degrees outside. Oh, my God, that's so cold. I'm shivering. Oh, my God, my God. Put some clothes on. Then put some clothes on. Get a sweater. Buy a jacket. Put some clothes on. There are many ways you can warm yourself up. Have a hot cup of tea or something like that. Run some hot water. I don't know. There's different ways of staying warm. But when it's 100 degrees outside, you tell me what you do then. You go outside, you boil your brains out. That's not healthy. And what do? You can't take your skin off. You've stripped yourself down to nothing. And you're still sweating like a pig. Assuming pigs sweat. I assume they do. I don't know if that was a good analogy, but what do? Well, here's the summer. This is what you wanted. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. I'm shivering. And it's 38 degrees out and I'm shivering. I can't wait for the summer when it's nice and warm. Hot enough for you? Is that hot enough for you? Well, I didn't want it to be 100 degrees. Well, then stop wishing for it. I love the summer. I love when it's nice and hot outside. What are you, crazy? What are you nuts? You like that? Why don't you just stick your head in the oven? You like that? I don't like it. I'd rather be a little cold than a little hot. I don't perspire when it's cold. But sure perspire when it's hot. Perspiration is your body saying, let's get the moisture the hell out of here. Oh my God, my blood is about to boil. Let's start. When you sweat, you're boiling over. Your insides are coming out through your pores in the form of liquid and a smelly one at that. Did you ever talk to a person after they did some yard work in 100 degree weather? Oh my God, is that pungent. Oh God. There's nothing more attractive than seeing a person sexually and they're dripping sweat from their face. I don't know. I guess it can be sexy in certain situations, but in most of them, not. Not really. Sweat dripping from somebody, beads of sweat dripping off somebody's nose. It's not a oh baby kind of moment for me. Oh baby. There's no oh baby there. There's no baby. There's no baby taking place. So enjoy your summer months. This is what you wanted. Go kayaking. Do what you wanted to do. It's not fun, man. Now I'm longing for the winter, or at least the fall. This always happens. See, I don't know where you live. If you live in Arizona, then forget what I said. But if you live in a place where there's change of seasons, see, that's what happens when it's too hot. Your voice locks up. You can't talk. My mouth isn't moving. It's not a minor stroke. It's just too hot out. I hibernate during the summer. I don't want people to see me when I'm hot and sweaty. I don't think it's an attractive look. I just don't. And I'll tell you something else. The winter is wonderful because people are dressed up in clothes. Sometimes they look fashionable. Sometimes they look wonderful. But in the summer, you think that's sexy? Well, yes, you have people walking around with not too much clothes on because it's too hot out. Take a look at the general population of the United States. You don't want to see people walking around with no clothes on. It's not an attractive look for most people. Oh, sure, every once in a while, you'll see a well-built guy with a 6, 7, or 8-pack looking really, with the sweat and go, oh, baby, yeah, man. Yeah, you'll see an attractive woman who is well put together, so to speak. That's really something. The sweat part I can do without, but that's something to see. But that's like one in a million. Most people are overweight, paunchy, sweaty, smelly, and really should not be walking around dressed with no clothes on or not dressed with no clothes on. That's a sight this is not a pleasant thing. It's not a pleasant thing. So there's your summer, man. Enjoy yourself. It's not a pretty thing. It's not. What happens then? What do you do? What do you do when it's hot outside? You take a cold shower. What are we doing? We're wasting water and we're paying for the water because we pay for water, we pay for air. We don't pay for heat. That apparently is free. I don't know. All right, my guest is sitting in the wings here wondering why I'm talking so much, so we're going to speak to our guest momentarily. First, I need a drink.
Hey, are you looking for wine? You got a party coming up or something? Special occasion stuff and you need wine? Well, you need to come on over to Jimmy's Wino-rama and get some. I'm Jimmy. Hey, how are you? I've got all the best wine, and I have personally tried each and every one of them a number of times because I'm Jimmy. Hey, how are you? Jimmy's Wino-rama, that's me, and it's the place to get wine. I'm an expert. We have specials this week. Cabernet Kempnoff Sauvignon. It's red wine, and it's like $10. Or maybe you want to be drinking Pinot Perino. It's white. Chicks like it. And it's $7. So you come here. It's Jimmy's Wino-rama. It's wine. Bunch of it. I'm Jimmy, and I may have a problem, but you won't have any problem saving money on wine at Jimmy's Wino-rama. I'm Jimmy. Hey, how are you? I think I already said that. Did I say that already? I said that already.
Hey, Ron.
Hello, everybody. Allison Jacobson joins us. She's the safety mom, National Family Safety Expert. She's appearing on all major networks and stuff. And Rob Flippo joins us. He is CEO, Mobile Help, and Emergency Response Expert. And here we go. We're talking about something kind of interesting. It's really kind of a recent history that we're looking at technology in the home for health purposes and independent living. That's kind of a new deal, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, as we're looking at our society aging and wanting to age in place and not be in a nursing home or assisted living, we need to look at devices and smart technology that's going to help prevent those injuries that will stop us from living in the home. So that's what's really good. But it has to be, A, easy to use for people to use it, but also attractive, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you don't want to be looking like you're all hooked up.
Exactly. So that's why I partnered with Mobile Help, because, you know, we all know those devices that are all clunky and wearing around their necks. And I know my mother was like, no way am I using this. What's great about Mobile Help is they have beautiful devices that will monitor your health, prevent you from injuring yourself.
Yeah.
And it's called TrellaWear, this gorgeous necklace. It's a piece of jewelry.
Oh.
It doesn't even look like a device. I wish you could see it right now because I'm wearing it. And a watch. So what's great about this is you can monitor so many of your medical needs so you don't have to go to the doctor. But if you're out in the community or even home, just the press of a button on the back of this piece of jewelry can get you help if you've fallen.
That's pretty cool. Rob, tell me about your organization. What happens? What call to action actually occurs here?
Yeah, so emergency response has been around for over 40 years, and it was for the longest time just a button, and you pressed it and got help through your phone lines. Mobile Help was the first company to really make that kind of solution mobile using cellular and GPS technology.
Mm-hmm.
We're now expanding that to make it not only mobile, but look attractive and something you might want to wear by putting it into form factors like smartwatches, so a wearable that's doing activity tracking but can also save your life and have an operator talk to you and find out what your emergency is and get help to your location immediately.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I've always wondered this, Rob. Let's say a person's in their house, they fall down, they can't get up, they need medical help, they call for it. How do the responders get into the house? I mean, because a person wouldn't want to have the doors open all the time. How does that work?
That's a great question, and that is actually a pretty simple solution to that.
All
so,
right.
As part of our system, we provide our customers with a key lockbox.
Ah.
So And we know the code, we keep the code for them, and we can actually give responders that lockbox code so they don't have to knock your door down every time they come in to help you.
Interesting. Nice idea. My God. And this jewelry aspect is, you know, in the back of my mind, I always thought, why don't they make it really attractive? Why doesn't it have to be like a big button? This is like the first I've heard of it. It's a great idea.
Well, and it's not just one design. That's the beauty. It comes on a silver chain, a gold chain. It's a black piece of jewelry or turquoise. So there's choices and there's selections to go with, you know, everybody's design. But I have to tell you, the watch is gorgeous. It's actually rose gold.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
Adoption
is a big problem. So
yeah.
Getting people to use the systems to get safety is like step number one.
Sure. It is. Can I get this jewelry and not even use it for the buttons?
Heck yeah.
Okay. All right. Now you're talking. You know, it used to be in the past, it used to be only rich people could have this type of service where they stay in their home. And that was always like a luxury kind of thing that people could do. And now it's just like anybody can do it.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's important to remember that $50 billion is spent on fall-related injuries every year.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we said, you know, one wrong fall, you're not going home, you're going to an assisted living. And when we talk about cost, that's what is just so cost prohibitive. So yeah, the money's come down, and like we said, it's a piece of jewelry. We just did something where we were doing a giveaway for this for Mother's Day.
That's a good idea. So there's a monitoring fee, I suppose, which is probably a low fee.
There's a monthly fee for the monitoring.
Cool. Not so bad. I pay monthly fees for everything anyway. Otherwise, I can't watch TV, that kind of thing. So this is kind of worth it. I want to talk about very, very quickly about the psychology of this. It's wonderful to be able to have this on you and to be able to call for help should you physically need that at some point if that does occur, like an insurance policy, even if it doesn't. But the psychology of this is incredible because you really, you feel like you're protected, even though you're not using it. It's just, you've got this peace of mind, like I'm all set no matter what happens. And that really frees a person up mentally.
Well, and it's not just the senior, Ron, but it's also the caregiver.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
I have my 84-year-old mom, my
that's
husband
true.
With progressive MS.
Yeah.
When I'm traveling on the road, that's my fear.
Mm.
So it's bringing down, it's the safety net for me. Mm. I know that they're protected at home. So it's really that psychological for the caregiver as well.
Very nice. Nicely expressed, Allison. Okay. All right. How do I get information about this? Can I actually look at this jewelry somehow?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to mobilehealth.com/safety tips, you can get information on everything we talked about today.
Excellent. And, well, I thank you so much for the information. I didn't know that it was available like this. Now I'm excited.
Definitely check it out. It is beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank you, Ron.
It's mobilehealth.com.
Mobilehealth.com.
Right. Yes, that's what I said. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. Mobilehealth.com/safety-tips. And Allison, thank you. Rob, thank you. Pleasure speaking to you both.
Likewise.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. You've been wonderful through all this. You really have. Your tolerance level is incredible, which is impressive. I got to tell you, I find that impressive. We're out of time for today. Sneak in the closing music, please. Thank you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Oh, I can't wait. Can you? Well, make believe you can't then. Until then, I wish you peace. It's pretty hot today, isn't it?